Don't move, just leave your gun out. It is gonna turn. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's Monitor.
Monitor it is. This is Steve Levonsky. Petula Clark. Now, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola.
A lot of baseball is cliches, especially when it has to be written. After all, there are just so many ways to say that Smith flied out to left. On that subject, Owen Johnson once wrote a story called The Hummingbird. In that story, he tells of a 12-year-old boy named Finnegan who writes the story of one of his school's ball games for the school paper. I'd just like to point out his description of the home half of the first inning. Now, what happened was this. DeSoto walked, stole second, went to third on a bloop single by Hickey. Wallander forced Hickey at second, DeSoto scoring. Stevens flied to center, Hastings tripled to right, scoring Wallander, and Barnes struck out, okay? Now for Finnegan's report. DeSoto lounged until he drew four misfits, burglared the second story, and whisked to third when Hickey spilled a Texas leaguer to right. Wallander jolted a fast bounder to second, which Hansen congealed in time to slaughter Hickey at the midway. Hastings slapped a screamer over first, and when the foot race was over, Wallander was carving his initials on the doormat, and our Bill was dusting third. Billy Barnes held up two strikes and three balls to draw for fours, but got three of a kind instead. Well, they don't write like that anymore, and to tell you the truth, I don't think that they ever did. But there's no doubt that baseball has a language which is pretty colorful. When you hear ballplayers talk, some of the lines are dandies, particularly when they're knocking themselves. Let me give you a situation and then the conversation that followed. It was a ball game between the Twins and the Senators. The Minnesota power was really turned on, and the home runs were flying out of D.C. Stadium. At one point, manager Gil Hodges brought in Marshall Bridges to pitch to Harmon Killebrew. Killebrew hit a real blast off Bridges. The next day, the players were discussing what had happened, and Hodges, a pretty good needler, asked Bridges if Killebrew had hit a curveball. "No, Skipper," was the answer. "He hit my good Hummer." Now the needle was in Don Zimmer's hands. "Do you think the wind helped him, Sheriff?" And Bridges just grinned and said, "The wind was blowing in at him. And even if it wasn't, he hit that ball hard enough to turn a hurricane around." You know, writing a baseball dictionary would be tough. Keeping it up to date would be even tougher. This is Joe Garagiola from Monitor Sports. And now this for Vigoro.
When the green in your grass is gone, and you gotta make it shape up, make it wake up with the
bet? And the answer is simple. Every Vigoro product is tailor-made for the area where it's sold. That's the secret behind the bold green vigor of Vigoro. Vigoro for goof-proof lawn foods. You sure ought to try them.
Joe is one of our regulars over the weekend, and a regular pleasure, too. During the week, catch his sports show on NBC Radio.
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, to love pure and chaste from afar, to try when your arms are too weary, to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest. To follow that star, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to fight for the right, without question or pause, to be willing to march into hell for a heavenly cause. And I know if I'll only be true to this glorious quest, that my heart and calm when I'm laid to my rest. To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go,
Lawrence, dreaming the impossible dream. Hey, if you think your food bill is high, you should hear what the government spends for groceries. It's well over $1 billion a year. More about that in about 3 minutes, here on the Monitor Beacon. Buddy Rich and his band with the original Monitor theme. Now, this message.
Helen, I'm home. What's for supper? Hey, you're sure bright-eyed. I'd be bored to death with this housework routine day after day.
Busy mothers, women who can't afford to be dull, sharpen their wits with No-Doze. No-Doze Keep Alert tablets or new chewable mints, safe as coffee, help you keep up with people and conditions around you. So to fight off afternoon letdown,
sharpen your wits with No-Doze. No-Doze keeps you alert.
There's one thing that holds true of the military in any age. An army travels on its stomach. Supplying food to the military in this age, though, is a much more mammoth job than it's ever been. And servicemen get better food than ever before. Monitor reporter Jules Ryan talked about that with Brigadier General John Kenderdine, commander of the Military Personnel Support Center in Philadelphia, which supplies food, clothing, and medical necessities to all U.S. military personnel here and abroad.
General, many of us who served in World War II can still remember with a certain amount of anguish the C&K rations we were served. You didn't have to be a gourmet to dislike what we got. Have things changed any in these 20 years?
Yes, things have changed, Jules, and I share that anguish with you because I recall those World War II C&K rations. Now, we have today a field ration that is not a C ration per se, even though it is still called a C ration. Actually, the name for it is Meal Combat Individual. It is a very fine ration. We have 12 different menus for this ration, and this means we have 12 basic entree items. These vary from, right, for example, chili con carne, spaghetti and meatballs, hamburger, beef and gravy, frankfurters and beans, and many other appetizing entrees. This is a very fine ration. We have recently had a report on these, and it was in the form of a syndicated column by a very, very popular news editor in this country. And he was very laudatory in the praise of this ration, having eaten it in South Vietnam about a dozen times, he said. And the headline of his article stated that cuisine comes in cans. This writer indicated that not only did the GIs like this ration, but many of him, to his amazement, had a certain fondness for this new field ration. So you can see there is quite a difference today between the old World War II C's and K's and the meal combat individual of this war.
Generally speaking, General, the food is more or less the kind we get packaged in the supermarket. Is there any effort, perhaps, to package exotic foods with perhaps a foreign touch?
No, I wouldn't say so, because when we try to do this, I think that we would be adding some frills that I don't believe are absolutely necessary. Now, we do have a new development, which you, I'm sure you could call exotic, and this is in the application to these fuel rations of a freeze-dehydrated entree. What this is an item that is cooked, such as chili con carne or Swiss steak, and then it is frozen after it has been cooked to perfection. It is frozen and then dehydrated, and of course it is very delicious when it's reconstituted with hot water. We are also packaging this entree in a plastic Mylar bag, and in this bag, actually, you pour the water.
Now, how much does Uncle Sam spend annually on the food budget for the military?
This year, we will spend $1.2 billion for the food items for all our servicemen worldwide. Now, when you divide this out among all of the people in all of the armed forces, you can see that our average food bill per day per man is a pretty good figure. Now, we often use a figure of about $1.06 to $1.10 per man per day. And this, I think, is a pretty good price for feeding a good, wholesome meal.
Brigadier General John Kenderdine, commander of the Defense Personnel Support Center. This is Jules Rind in Philadelphia. Now, back to Monitor.
Yes, that army food. Let's see, if you have a family of five and you spent what the services do for food daily, your grocery bill would come to about $38.50 a week. Of course, that depends on whether you believe the military statisticians or the harried housewives. Let's listen now to the swinging gentry singer.
Whenever I want you, all I have to do is breathe. I can your mind, take your lips of wine, anytime, night or day. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm dreaming my life away.
Yeah?
You will keep that dog in, won't you?
Depends. What are you selling?
Well, I'm doing a survey, Mrs. Burke, about your husband's Cub Cadet tractor.
It's my cadet. Look, I'm busy. Shut up, update!
You know, we say the cadet is no toy, but a tractor built for keeps. Built like the big IH tractors, you know?
Yeah, it's not bad. At least it don't fall apart. Look, I got no time.
But don't you find you have more time now? More time for yourself with cadets zipping through your yard and garden work. What do you do? You know, what's your hobby?
I raise dogs, big ones, to chase nosy survey men. Go get him, puppy!
Here's a bonus for you. Buy a new Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor, 7, 10, or 12 horsepower, anytime, before July 1st from a participating dealer. You'll get an international rotary mower free. To find your cadet dealer, phone Western Union and ask for Operator 25. Darling by Don Costa on Monitor 67, the best weekend sound around. Monitor reaches all America on NBC Radio. Our station for Flint, Michigan and the entire Saginaw Valley is WFDF. All of our stations will identify themselves just now. Be back shortly. I'm your host, Steve Lubunsky.
This is Monitor with the sounds of spring in the air on the NBC Radio Network.
5 minutes of Monitor music. First Tony Martin, then Percy Faith.
I saw you smiling as if I could forget. Thank you.
Lubansky here with a Monitor quick quiz. What is the name of the actor who plays Little Joe on Bonanza? Well, I guess you know that's Mike Landon. How about the name of the creator of that menace called Dennis? Answer, cartoonist Hank Ketchum. In this half hour, you'll meet both these gentlemen. First, Whistling Jack Smith with Kaiser Bill's Batman.
TV from RCA Victor, new radios, swing line portable stereos, and new tape recorders, too.
RCA!
Enjoy the swinging season. See your RCA Victor dealer now.
Dennis the Menace is, of course, one of the most engaging cartoon characters of all time. The man who created Dennis and still draws him is Hank Ketchum. And he was interviewed for Monitor by reporter John Cannon.
Hank, tell us, how old is the real Dennis?
Well, the real Dennis is 20 years old now. My, how the time does fly. We started, Dennis was just a little under 4 years old. But now the lad has a shaven head and a green uniform and is somewhere out in Okinawa right now with the U.S. Marines.
Well, what are some of your sources now?
Well, mostly, John, it's just a matter of scratching your head and working it out from your memory and from observation of children around the world. I'm very lucky to have a good group of writers that help me in this. After all, I've done more than 5,000 drawings of this little boy without repeating myself, and everyone needs help in that situation. You get to the bottom of the barrel pretty fast, so it's a head-scratching deal, and I have a good memory. I remember how it used to be.
Well, I understand that you're, again, making Dennis concrete. He was on television for 4 years, but I understand you're going to go back, and now you have his voice, and you've selected the ideal voice for Dennis. Can
right.
we hear that?
Yeah, well, please do. Here is the new Dennis.
What's the matter, Dennis?
Would you explain to me again why I'm not scared of thunder?
You see, Dennis isn't as fearless as he may seem to be.
Now, you bring up something there that we laugh a great deal as we read your cartoon or your books. But actually, when we come face to face with this in the home, it isn't always quite that amusing, is it?
No, it never is, John. You're sitting there reading the newspaper, and the child runs across your foot with a tricycle, and he says, "Oops, sorry, Dad, I thought it was a rock." And the poor dad's in agony, but in 5 minutes, he can hardly wait to tell the neighbors or tell his wife the funny little thing that the child just did. But at the moment, it's a little brutal.
What you do is you capitalize, if we may use that word, on this momentary anger that parents have towards the Muppet.
It's a fleeting thing, but we're the viewers, and we see it. It's amusing to us. I guess it goes back to vaudeville days when a Charlie Chaplin or someone takes a pratfall, and we laugh. And we laugh at the momentary anguish of the parents because we've all gone through it ourselves, I guess. Children do, unfortunately, do a lot of things that we don't comment on, that we won't, because they are little animals who are trying to find their place in the world. We try to deal with... I've kept Dennis. He's the oldest 5-year-old in captivity. But when the real Dennis was... we began, when my boy was running around, he would come up when he wasn't getting attention. I was talking to a neighbor, and he would bite me in the back of the leg. Well, this is not very amusing, but I don't hesitate to tell stories of this kind.
Now, what are your latest projects?
We're developing a new project for television in animation. We're putting Dennis in cartoon form, the way he belongs, I think, for the television audience. And we just listened to the voice of Dennis, and that coupled with a little bouncing cartoon on the screen, hopefully will be coming along shortly.
Well, we are sure that you and Dennis will march together very happily and very successfully for yourself and for your vast audience for a long time.
Thank you very much, John.
Thank you, Hank Ketchum. This is John Cannon for Monitor.
As the saying goes, boys will be boys. But it takes a pretty inventive father to build such a big career on the antics of such a small boy.
Time you look at a star. Daydream.
was Connie Francis.
Mr. Leonard?
Yes?
I'm from International Harvester, doing a survey of Cub Cadet tractor owners.
Come in, dear boy. That cadet's a jewel. Not a toy, but a tractor. Built like the big IH tractors.
Right, and it gives you lots more free time, right?
Oh, indeed. Mows, tows, works my garden. I have the large one, you know. 12 horsepower.
Good. What do you do with all your extra free time, Mr. Leonard?
You may have noticed it's frightfully warm in here.
Yeah?
That's because I raise tropical plants, like this lovely brute.
Beautiful. What's it called?
I call him Manny. Not too close there, Mr. Surveyman. Oh, Manny. You know, gulping your food gives you indigestion.
Here's a bonus for you. Buy a new Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor, 7, 10, or 12 horsepower, anytime before July 1st from a participating dealer. You'll get an International rotary mower free. To find your cadet dealer, phone Western Union and ask for Operator 25. Vice President Hubert Humphrey's arrival at the White House tomorrow morning, after his 2-week European tour, will be carried live by NBC Radio and Television. President Johnson will greet the Vice President at the White House at approximately 10 a.m. I'll bet the Vice President will be glad to get home after those adventures. At 12 and a half minutes before the hour, you are on the monitor beacon. Back with Monitor. And we've just heard that keeping a computer under your hat may be the style of the future. Scientists reason that we have eyeglasses for the eyes and hearing aids for the ear. Why not mind stretchers for the brain? They say that by exercising the brain with a computer, we could build better brains. Until such a computer is developed, it's a strictly do-it-yourself project. Ed Ames.
Sometimes in the morning, when shadows are deep, I lie here beside you, just watching you sleep. And sometimes I whisper what I'm thinking of. My cup runneth over with love. Study the small things you do constantly. I memorize moments that I'm fondest of. My cup runneth over with love.
A message meant for you.
Get with living the exciting way. Drink sparkling champagne like nothing else you ever tasted. Nothing else except champagne. So put more sparkle in your life today with sparkling champagne.
Tastes like champagne. Champagne, C-H-A-M-P-A-L-E. Buy sparkling champagne wherever beer is sold. Costs just pennies more. Sparkling Champagne Malt Liquor. Metropolis Brewery, Trenton, New Jersey. It's been said that the minority rules in many families. That is, the children dominate the parents, who are too permissive and therefore don't discipline their youngsters as they should. Our next guest is a parent who has some very strong opinions on that. He's a well-known figure in television. He plays Little Joe in the Bonanza series. Mike Landon, who was interviewed by Monitor reporter Rick Lazar.
Mike, by golly, why do they call you Little Joe?
Well, if you stand next to Dan Blocker, the fellow who plays Hoss Cartwright, you got to look little. There's no doubt about it.
Because I'm 6'1", and I'm staring you straight in the face.
Well, Danny's about 6'4", 6'4 and a half, and it's all upstairs. He wears a 60 long jacket, and that's a big jacket. He's a big man.
What do you do to keep in shape? You look like Superman himself.
I work out at lunchtime every day at the gym at Paramount Studios. We're lucky enough to work in a studio that has a gymnasium, and so I spend my lunch hour there. And when I'm not doing that, I play a lot of golf and water ski and play with the kids, and that'll keep you in shape.
How many kids do you have, Mike?
Five altogether.
Oh, you're putting me on.
Now, last right? count, yeah. That's what Ben Cartwright told me.
Young-looking guy, has five children. What do the kids think of you on TV? How old's your oldest?
Well, my oldest is, he's 18. He graduated from high school this year. My little ones who watch me on television really only see me in my old movies. My little girl saw me when I was a teenage werewolf the other day, a picture I won an award from the SPCA. And I was afraid that she'd be frightened when she saw her daddy turn into a werewolf, and she was looking at the set. And she ran over to it and kissed me when she saw me as Daddy. And then she ran over and she saw me turn into the werewolf. And she said, "Daddy's a woo-woo." She thought I was a dog, and she loved it.
When you say you weren't kidding. You have a child, 18, that's graduated?
Yeah, I can't get my right age because it puts Ben Cartwright on the spot. Because then he'd really be old.
Well, I really have to compliment you because... what would you suggest to some of the gentlemen listening in? Because I know there are a lot of people that say, gee, I want to keep in shape. And if you have an 18-year-old child and you look the way you do, I want to have some tips. I know you're not going to be Charles Atlas, but let's have some tips on this.
Just discipline your 18-year-old, and that's got to keep you in shape. There's no doubt about it.
It keeps it in shape.
No, as long as you keep up with the kids. I think kids are the greatest thing in the world, and... not only from the love standpoint, but from the standpoint of joining with them and being with them, and it keeps you feeling good.
Mike, tell me, what do you think of the young generation today?
I think that boredom, which we have created, parents have created to a certain extent for children, is the main problem. And I try to see to it that my children are not burdened with boredom. It's no good for kids and it's no good for adults, so...
Do you feel that discipline is a big thing in bringing up your children?
Very important. I don't believe in sparing the rod to save the child. I don't believe in sudden beatings of children. I believe in constant discipline. I spank my little ones, and they know why they're being spanked, and they don't blame me for it. And there's love the moment after, but they know the reason for it, and they need it, and I think they want it. I think they want to know that there is an adult, a parent, who loves them, who cares enough to make a decision, what is right and what is wrong. And God only knows, I hope that I'm correct.
Well, I think you're doing the right thing. You've got the right idea. Mike, thank you so much for being our guest.
My pleasure. Take care.
Mike Landon, our special guest. This is Rick Lazar in Palm Springs reporting for Monitor.
You're traveling through the weekend world with Springtime Monitor.
When you think of air conditioning, think of Central Air Conditioning. Think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant Air Conditioning is the best air conditioning. Bryant cools your whole home, not just a room or two.
Think about air conditioning your entire house with Bryant Quiet Line Air Conditioning. You'll keep cool and won't have to put up with so much humidity, dust, dirt, and noise. Check with your Bryant dealer for more information on Bryant Quiet Line Air Conditioning. We call it Quiet Line because it really is.
When you think of air conditioning, think of Central Air Conditioning. Think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant Air Conditioning is the best air conditioning. Bryant cools your whole home, not just a room or two.
For a free estimate, see the yellow pages for the Bryant dealer nearest you.
Thank you.
Organist Walter Wanderley with a tune entitled Oganzo. And that neatly wraps up another hour of Monitor for Sunday afternoon. More coming up. This is your host, Steve Lubunsky.
Keep tuned, the latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere. From
living, breathing humanity. There's no other sight like each sight you see. Rush in to catch a bus, a train, drive a car, rush to grab a bite of breakfast. The strain of easing yourself out of bed. Repeat that a million times across our land. What does it mean? It means America. America with all its imperfections and miracles. The America that stands for freedom. Would you give a small part of your spare time to defend that freedom? The Air Force Reserve is one very solid way to do it. The Air Force needs pilots, navigators, and panel engineers now. If you can see your way clear to devoting one weekend a month and 15 days active duty for training, it's a good way to do what you can. Maybe you think that isn't much, but you put all the reservists together, and we've got a strong America. Contact the nearest Air Force Reserve unit or the Reserve Affairs officer at the nearest Air Force base.
Dick Wheat has a growing audience mornings from 5 to 9 on WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town, USA.